Put it out of the gun, and he gets slammed by Nick Roche. Fumbled the ball. Picked up by Woodson. Running back in. 10, 5, touchdown, Raiders!
Charles Woodson with the scoop and the score. So many big moments for the Raider defense this year that is allowing just 22 points a game, down from 27. Will he smile when he visits with us on the Silver and Black Show, the Raider defensive coordinator? Yeah, he's smiling, Jason Tarver. First time on the Silver and Black Show. What I've seen from your defense is you are confusing some of the best offensive minds at the quarterback position in pro football. I saw it in week one with Andrew Luck. I saw it at times with Peyton Manning, you know, struggle a little bit with you. RG3, I think, had a hard time figuring it out. And the last two games, I've seen it in particular with Phillip Rivers and Alex Smith a couple of times. Hit his back foot. He had no idea how to figure out your secondary, your front. What are you doing to the quarterbacks to cloud their minds now at the snap of the ball?
Well, it's like you and I have talked a lot, and we've talked a lot here, is we have multiple looks, but it's easy for us. And we change them so it's hard on the offense. Now, here's what's going on. The guys are doing a great job of making things look the same. Things that are pressures look like things that aren't pressures. And that's what we talk about a lot is, hey, guys, make it all look the same. Move around. Get where you got to get. Test your limits in practice, because then by the time you get in the game, you can make it look special and move around. We did it on the first third down of the game against Phillip, and he threw it to us. That was a good play. That was a good play by all of us.
16 quarterback sacks. You and I talked during the offseason. You don't have a natural pass rusher on this team. You only got 25 sacks last year. Where are you going to get the sacks from? You're getting it from everybody on this defense.
We've missed a few. We've slid off a few of these bigger, stronger quarterbacks. We have one in another week and a half that's a bigger, stronger quarterback. We're going to make sure we get those guys down, whatever we got to do. Grab, scratch, claw, get those guys on the ground.
Yeah, you're activating everybody. You're even activating Tracy Porter, who's not been a big sacker throughout his career. He got one earlier this year. And I do want to ask you about your slot corner, because he is playing tight. And when you look at the other guys in this AFC West he has to go up against, Wes Welker in Denver, Eddie Royal in San Diego, Dexter McCluster in Kansas City, I mean, those guys are tough to cover. He is doing a stupendous job.
Yeah, Tracy's getting better and better. He's good with the scheme, and he's a calming influence on the rest of the young corners that we have. And he's a professional as well. So we're excited what Tracy's doing, and he's playing through some pain right now. So couldn't be happier with him. Appreciate his toughness. And he's kind of a sneaky, good little blitzer, too.
You mentioned that he's a mentor to some of the younger guys, in particular DJ Hayden. And DJ's been very outspoken about how Tracy, when he makes a good play, he's there to, you know, be there for him. When he makes a bad play, he's there to pick him up. Tracy Porter has taken DJ under his wing, hasn't he?
Yeah, and DJ, Tracy's good for DJ because Tracy tells him what he's already been through, which is the mark of a great veteran. With Tracy and Woodson and the guys that we have our rooms, and this is something we've talked about in the past, we have our rooms kind of surrounded with veterans in each of the rooms, the D-line, the linebackers, and the DBs, and that allows young players to, one, develop quicker, two, respond quicker to mistakes. The good part about what DJ's done is anything that's happened to him in a game, he's fixed the next time. Now, of course, in the NFL, you need to keep fixing those week to week, and hopefully less and less will show up. And with that kid, as good as he is, that's how we're going. That's how we're progressing.
And when he pulled that ball out of Kansas City, Charles Woodson was there to pounce on it. Charles is just remarkable. He just has a nose for the football. Whether it's playing corner, strong safety, free safety, he reads his keys. He just is one of those guys, Jace, wherever the ball is, 24 is around the ball.
Yeah, and here's what I didn't know about Charles. You know, I haven't worked with him before this year, and this staff hasn't. But he studies. He's watching his iPad with the plays. He's doing everything. He studies all the time so that he can know what a quarterback's doing and respond by getting the football.
Let's talk about your two games coming off the bye week, starting with Ben Roethlisberger in Pittsburgh. They got their first win last game, and Ben's always been a guy that's tough to get to the ground. So is the mentality to go get this quarterback as aggressively as you've been? Because you got to make sure you got the right people to put him on the ground.
The idea with Ben is sometimes it takes more than one to get him down. Well, then we got to have more than one around him to get him down. But we want the offense to deal with our angles and hands and the things that we do and worry about where guys are coming from rather than the other way around. We don't worry about what people are trying to do to us. We're going to use our rules, play top-down coverage, and go get people.
Will it work the same way when the Philadelphia Eagles come in? I know you know Chip Kelly well. When you were at Stanford, he was the head coach at Oregon, and his breakneck speed. Do you have to adjust to that offense a little more against that team?
What you got to do against that offense is, like you said, you got to make sure you're right at a quick speed. So they're looking for simple reads. They get on the ball, and then the quarterback looks in a certain spot. Is he there? Okay, throw it. Is he there? Okay, run it. And it's quick and easy for them. So when they get in that style of offense, we need to be right in those looks, and then it really just becomes a use-your-rules game. We'll vary the calls enough to where when he looks, he goes, I'm not quite sure. And that's the time we need to make a play.
I'd like to see Darren McFadden be a bigger part of this offense. I know he's been a little banged up, a little hurt, but I think in order to be more successful this second half of the season, you've got to get him more involved. You've got to get him yards on the ground, and you've got to get him more involved in the passing game.